I'm not okay, but I'm going to be okay.
Hope's on the way. Christmas encouragement on KVNE.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica. This is Lacey Cavanis with KVNE, and I've got your mom, Bonnie, on the phone right now. She has nominated you for something really special. It's called Christmas Encouragement. Bonnie, would you like to share why you nominated Jessica for this?
She has so much. She has so much to give to someone in her belief in God. She has become a strong woman. Mm-hmm. She built their home from the floor up by herself. She was hit by a tornado in April. It tore up their house.
Wow. And in the midst of that, her son Evan went through a rough time too.
In September, Evan had a ATV accident.
Wow.
He was air flighted to Dallas, and he had to have brain surgery. Mm-hmm. They had to put plates and stuff in his face, and he's going to have another reconstructive surgery. She stood beside Evan in that bed, and she told him, "We're not giving up. We're going to do this." She has brought her and Evan to some things that most people would have gave up on.
Wow.
I catch her over in the corner praying, and I think that has brought him through this. She called me one day. She said, "Mom, I heard this song on the radio. It's a song that's 'I'm not okay.'" And she said, "I'm not okay, you know."
Jessica, do you remember that moment in the car?
I was on my way home from work, and all of a sudden, I just felt a tear fall down my cheek. You know, what is happening? And I kept listening to it. It's the story of my life, really. I'm not okay, but I'm going to be okay.
Wow. As a mother, I can't even imagine. You walked a long journey through surgeries in the hospital. So I'd love to hear, you took a shed and turned it into a house by YouTube.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to turn it into a two-bedroom house. And financially, I can't afford it. And, of course, I don't have the money to pay anybody to do it. So my son, he's 16. He's 6'5". Mm-hmm. So I tell him, I'm like, "Look, I need you to hold this in place, or I need you to push in the top of the insulation in the wall," you know, stuff like that. So it was a team effort for sure. Got it all complete, and I got a phone call, and it said, "Your house was just hit by a tornado." I said, "No, you're joking me." I get home, and my dog, I found her 5 miles down the road. I found her 3 days later after the tornado, and my house was picked up and then sat back down, which caused it to crush all the plumbing underneath.
Wow.
My brother and my son and my cousin came over and then re-leveled it and set it back up. We're living in it again, so.
Wow. You're making it happen, and you're doing what needs to be done to take care of your son.
Yes, ma'am.
We have these donors that come together. We hear that your son, he's having surgery, and we want to cover the gas and food for that trip.
Are you serious?
Yes. And Jessica, we want to cover your utilities for the next 3 months.
Are you serious?
We're serious. And we hear that you might need a washer and dryer. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
We would love to buy you a new washer and dryer.
That is so nice.
And we also hear that you need a new refrigerator. We would love to buy you a new refrigerator.
Oh my gosh, y'all are so sweet for doing that.
I just want to point you to Jesus and just remind you that He is our great hope.
Yes, ma'am, I appreciate you so much.
You are so welcome.
I'm going to be okay.
Keep listening for more stories of hope through Christmas Encouragement on KVNE, your Christmas station.